Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders about the 2021 Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Enrollment. Agriculture producers can now make elections and enrollment in the Ag Risk Coverage, which is ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, which is PLC, those programs for the 2021 crop year. Sign-up period for 2021 opened back in October, and it closes March 15th of next month. The Safety Department net programs help producers weather fluctuations in either revenue or price for certain crops, and nationwide, more than $5 billion in payments were paid to producers who signed up for the 2019 crop year. ARC provides income support payments on historical base acres when actual crop revenue declines below a specific guaranteed level, and PLC provides income support payments on historical base acres when the effective price for the covered commodity falls below its reference price. Most common covered commodities in our area include barley, corn, oats, soybeans, and wheat. Producers can elect coverage and enroll in a crop-by-crop, ARC County, or PLC, or ARC individual for the entire farm for the 2021 crop year. Although the election changes for 2021 are optional, the enrollment, which is the actual signed contract, is required for each year of the program. If a producer has a multi-year contract on the farm and makes an election change for 2021, it's necessary to sign a new contract. If an election is not submitted by the deadline of March 15, 2021, the election defaults to the current election, which would have been your 2020 crop year, and those farms for the prior crop year. For crop years 2022 and 2023, producers will also have an opportunity to make new elections during those sign-up periods as well. Farm owners cannot enroll in either program unless they have a shared interest in the farm. For more information on the ARC and PLC programs, including the two online decision tools that can assist producers in making the enrollment and election decisions specific to their operations, you can visit the ARC and PLC webpage, which is fsa.usda.gov/arc-plc. Or for additional questions and assistance, you can contact your local USDA Service Center. Next, some disaster assistance for the 2021 livestock losses. We have a livestock indemnity program, and that provides financial benefits to producers who suffer livestock losses above the normal mortality due to things like adverse weather, which can include extreme cold. Livestock producers who have experienced weather-related livestock losses are reminded that reporting and documenting those losses is an important part of the LIP application process. They must report losses within 30 days of when the livestock losses become apparent. A phone call to your local county FSA office can serve as an official notice of that loss. Adequate documentation must be provided that proves the death or injury of eligible livestock that occurred as a direct result of an eligible loss condition in the calendar year for which the benefits are being requested. Documentation also provides sufficient data that identifies the quantity and the livestock kind or type and the weight range. Documents providing acceptable evidence may include, but are not limited to, any combination of the following. And they include things like contemporaneous producer records existing at the time of the event. Those could be things like pictures with a date on them. You could have rendering truck receipts or certificates. You use veterinary records, records assembled for tax purposes. If you have private insurance documents, if you have bank or other loan documents, or if you have brand inspection records. Livestock owners or contract growers who suffer livestock losses will file a notice of loss and an application for payment at the USDA Service Center responsible for the physical location where the livestock deaths or injuries occurred. While livestock owners and contract growers must file a notice of loss by 30 calendar days when the loss is first apparent to the participant, producers do have until March 1st of 2022 to file the application for payment and provide all the supporting documentation needed. Don't forget to update your records. As we continue the program year signups, we'd like to remind producers it's very important you keep us informed of any farm ownership changes, any operator changes, bank account changes, or any other things that are occurring. What we can get done in the next several months before acreage reporting season begins is going to save us a lot of time later. Keep in mind that deeds that are filed at the courthouse when ownership changes don't automatically get sent to our office, so producers need to remember to notify us of those changes. One of the more common changes we're not always notified of is the formation of a trust. If you have a revocable trust, we need to know what happens after the death of the grantor. It's also very helpful for heirs of deceased producers to let us know if there's going to be an estate. And if an estate is formed, let us know when it's settled and who the beneficiaries of the land are. We encourage producers to let us know if changes as soon as they occur. As I noted before, the more changes we can get processed now is going to really save time for everyone during acreage reporting season this spring and summer, as well as when we do payment processing later this year. In And finally, some notes about the general sign-up for the Conservation Reserve Program. USDA did extend the Conservation Reserve Program general sign-up period, which had previously been announced as ending on February 12th. USDA will continue to accept offers as it takes the opportunity for the incoming administration to evaluate ways to increase their enrollment. Under the previous administration, incentives and rental payments were reduced, resulting in an enrollment shortfall of over 4 million acres. The program, administered by the Farm Service Agency, provides annual rental payments for either 10 or 15 years for land devoted to conservation purposes, as well as other type of payments. Before the general CRP sign-up ends, producers will have the opportunity to adjust or resubmit their offers to take advantage of planned improvements to the program. The sign-up for CRP gives producers an opportunity to enroll land for the first time or re-enroll land under existing contracts that will be expiring September 30th of 2021. All interested producers are encouraged to contact their local USDA Service Center for more information. In closing, for more information on any of the topics I've covered today or any questions you may have, you can contact your local county office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 712-243-1377. You can also be reached by email at iaatlantic-fsa@usda.gov, or you can find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.